This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Since the beginning of the year, some of the almost 16 million Americans who are still getting some kind of government unemployment assistance have been getting an extra $300 a week from the federal government, a top-up that was part of the relief package that got signed just after Christmas. And for a whole lot of people in this economy, that money is making a huge difference, as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
When the first unemployment check arrived with that extra $300 in it, Lois Prue sat down and wrote a check of her own to the city of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, where she lives.
We were behind on the property taxes, like $600.
So that was the first thing she caught up on.
Now I want to focus on paying the water and sewer, which is $300.
Prue is 50, and she hasn't worked since March when she got laid off from her part-time job as a dishwasher at an inn. For the last few months, she's been surviving on $267 a week in state unemployment benefits.
When I was only getting the state benefits, we really couldn't pay the bills at all. Now, with the $300, I can afford to pay bills, but I have to decide which bills am I going to pay, which are going to wait.
And there's really nothing left over. But that extra $300 does more than double her weekly unemployment checks. And that's true for a lot of people around the country. In more than a dozen states, the average weekly unemployment benefit is right around the federal poverty line for a one-person household. That's about $245 a week, or just under $13,000 a year.
What we know is that the $300 plus, the basic benefit will mean that unemployment is not a poverty-level benefit.
Andrew Stettner is a senior fellow at the Century Foundation, and he says the additional money will make a big difference.
Most people are going to be able to not be facing a crisis, being able to meet most of their minimum needs.
Many people have not been able to do that since the end of July. That's when the first round of federal unemployment top-ups, $600 a week, stopped. Since then, more than 8 million people have fallen into poverty, according to researchers at the University of Chicago and Notre Dame.
The $600 payments were literally keeping people from starving.
Trevon Logan is an economics professor at Ohio State University. He says that extra money was especially important for people of color who have been more likely to lose jobs during the pandemic, and it helped the economy.
The $600 payments were one of the things that caused a bit of an uptick in economic activity in the third quarter of 2020. Will $300 payments help? Certainly it's better than nothing, but it's not necessarily as good as $600.
That's how Courtney Henley feels. She's an event planner in New York who's been out of work since March. And the amount of money she gets in pandemic unemployment assistance alone,
let's just say it's not livable.
When she was getting the extra $600 a week, Henley was able to cover all her expenses and even save a little money. But once that expired back in July, she started to fall behind on her bills.
Because I didn't have enough to stay on top of everything.
She's now received two unemployment checks with the extra $300, and she's been using the money to start to catch up.
It's all going to basic expenses. It goes to bills, food, cat food. That's about it.
No going out for pizza, no savings, nothing left over. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.